Grace and peace be yours this day from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Advent has always had a certain bittersweet quality about it, punctuated both by joy and rejoicing, celebration and festivity, as well as by humility and penance. Suppose that's because of the very nature of the present Christian sojourn, that we, living under the lordship of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and traveling in his train towards that glorious kingdom of heaven which shall have no end, we still, as Paul reminds us, suffer with him in his death and suffering. The very sacrament of our entry into Christ's church, the sacrament of baptism, is a sacrament into his death, not only into his glorious rebirth. It's a sign that our sojourn is always to be punctuated both by death as well as by glory. But we need to recall that our glory, Christ's glory, is always the glory of the cross. And outside of that holy suffering and service, there is no glory at all. There is such a thing as death in death, and there is such a thing as life in death. Life is in Christ's death, and outside his death, there is but death in death. So it is that I wish to recall to your minds once more one verse of the reading which was just read to you. Balaam the prophet describes himself as a man whose eye is open, as one who hears the word of God. And so he says, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not nigh. Star shall come forth out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. The prophet was one who saw the future and could glory in it. It was certain and sure, but it was not yet. He could see it as surely as the day sun, but it was not nigh. But it was so certain, it was so presently certain, that it ordered his life. For this is the final oracle of Balaam, recorded for us in these chapters of Numbers. The king of Moab, Balak, was being pushed upon by all sides by the people of Israel. They were encamping all around. They were on the move, as he puts it. And he, being a good tactician, knew that he had no chance. And so he wishes to call this holy man Balaam. You come over here and I will give you all the honor that I can bestow upon you if you curse this people for me so that they will not prevail over me. So Balaam says, I must consult with God. And consult with God he does. And God says, those people are not a people of the curse, but a people of my blessing. Therefore you shall not curse them, but you shall bless them. And so as it were, Balak pays for the blessing of his own enemy. Balaam and Balak part company with this prophecy ringing in Balak's ears. I see him, but not yet. I behold him, but is not nigh. Israel shall reign, and he shall destroy you. Here's Balaam speaking, as it were, out of the mouth of the lion, in the very midst of Balak, who becomes herein his enemy. So it must also seem oftentimes for Christians. In a moment we shall recall in prayer a a fallen servant of God, of our church, of Christ. A young pastor who by all accounts was doing nothing but preaching the gospel and ordering his life according to the dictates of God's love in Christ Jesus. And he was murdered. Brutally so. That sometimes happens when we bring the cross of Christ into flesh, our life. Maybe not always so bloodily, but nonetheless as surely, if you're faithful to that Lord whom we see but not yet, it shall happen also to us. Sufferings and dismays, disappointment and uncertainty, but all for Him and His name. That not yet shall as surely as the present day sun be the sight of glaring light. Advent has a bittersweet quality. It's a time of rejoicing and a time of festivity. It's a time of humility and preparation and penance. We're in the forgiveness of sins, and therein alone do we have the kingdom of God. And in bowing down low before the throne of the crucified Christ, do we receive the word of the heavenly King? You are my Son. Today have I begotten. Come inherit the mansions that I have prepared for you. We see Him in the lowliness of word, sacrament, as well as in the common service of our brethren. And therein we see also that one who, as Justin Martyr reminds us, reigns from the tree. In His name, may we all be blessed. Amen.